The Occoquan Radio Podcast is a private production and is not affiliated with the town of Occoquan. Opinions expressed on the podcast are solely those of its host and guests. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Occoquan Radio Podcast, where we bring you irregular, unscheduled updates on things Occoquan and beyond. I'm your host, Ernie Porta. Today is November 20th, and this is the Holiday Fest 2021 edition of the Occoquan Radio Podcast, an episode devoted exclusively to telling you about the holiday events that kick off in Occoquan today and officially run through December 12th.
It's a difficult responsibility that you accept from the number one lawmaker, me. Have it known throughout the land from sea to sea. There'll be no more.
That's our friend Burgermeister Meisterburger. Burgermeister means mayor in German, of course, introducing our segments this episode. Right off the bat, you may be asking yourself, what exactly is Holiday Fest in Occoquan? Well, it's come to refer to the collection of officially sponsored holiday events in town that start the weekend before Thanksgiving and typically run through the middle of December. Of course, the holiday spirit continues through Christmas and New Year's Day here in Occoquan, and we hope everyone finds something to enjoy in town. Some of the events are long-standing traditions in town, while others are of more recent origin, but we think they're all worth checking out. Things get their big start this evening with our shop late and tree lighting event. Many of you will know this from the past as our holiday open house, where lighted wreaths are up in town and businesses in Occoquan decorate for the holidays, offer a variety of holiday specials, and stay open until 8 p.m. or later. The event used to occur later in the year, but approximately a decade ago, at the request of the business community, it was moved to the week before Thanksgiving, and the lighting of the town hall tree was added to the mix. For the first time this year, you will see that we have also decorated with lights some trees on Mill Street, the big sycamore tree by the Millhouse Museum, and some evergreens in River Mill Park. Folks typically start coming into town between 5 and 6 p.m. to eat and shop, and then gather around Town Hall at just after 8 p.m. for the countdown to the lighting of the town tree. This has consistently been a popular and enjoyable event in town, and we hope you will join us for this wonderful town tradition. There's a free shuttle service operating from noon until 8:30 p.m. between the town and the Route 123 Old Bridge Road commuter lot. November 20th is also the start of our Shop, Dine, and Win Passport event, which runs through December 12th. More than 30 town businesses are participating in the passport event. To enter, you spend $10 or more at 6 different participating businesses who stamp an official form that you can pick up at the business or download from the town website. Then you return the form by December 12th and are entered in drawings to win more than $1,600 in Occoquan business gift cards. As you probably know, November and December are a critical time for many small businesses, and we hope that you will consider patronizing them for your holiday shopping needs. To that end, Holiday Fest includes our participation in Shop Small Weekend, which runs immediately after Thanksgiving from November 26th to November 28th.
It's a difficult responsibility that you accept from the number one lawmaker, me. Have it known throughout the land from sea to sea.
Things shift into an even higher holiday gear the first weekend in December. Yes, that's right. On December 4th, Santa makes his traditional arrival in Occoquan by boat. On my boat, to be exact, this year. I'll be bringing Santa into the town dock adjacent to Mamie Davis Park on Saturday, December 4th at 10:30 a.m. Kids of all ages are invited to escort Santa to River Mill Park, where he will visit with families from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., not just on Saturday, but on Sunday as well. Surrounding Santa in River Mill Park on both the 4th and 5th will be our first holiday artisan market. The market will turn River Mill Park into a magical holiday shopping experience. Artisans and craftspeople will offer original handmade work in a full range of media. From handmade bath and body products, candles, gourmet food products, and home decor to fine art and jewelry, you are sure to find the perfect gift for everyone on your holiday list, and maybe something for yourself too. Admission to the market is free, and it will run from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday the 4th, and from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday the 5th. After 4 on Saturday, you'll be able to enjoy hot cocoa, roasting marshmallows, caroling, and other treats. Again, we will have a free shuttle service running from the commuter lot at Route 123 and Old Bridge Road until 9 p.m. on Saturday and 5 p.m. on Sunday. While at the Artisan Market on Saturday, you'll also have an opportunity to enter and/or vote in our third annual Gingerbread House Contest. Use your imagination and gingerbread to build anything from a simple cottage to an elaborate historic reproduction. Entries should have an entry form attached and submitted in person on December 4th at the entrance to River Mill Park in Occoquan between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. A special tent will be decorated for these deliveries, and the community will be invited to vote for their favorites. Download an entry form from the town website. Voting for this community contest will take place on December 4th during the Artisan Market between the hours of 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. There are three categories. One is traditional gingerbread. Any structure is allowed in this category. For example, Victorian, colonial, modern, house, barn, cottage, etc. A second category is authentic reproduction of a structure in Occoquan. In this category, you pay tribute to the town and recreate a magical reproduction of a building within Occoquan's historic district. Your display must include a picture of the real thing. And then finally, our third category is gingerbread creation slash youth. In this category, you combine your favorite candy and delicious edibles to design your gingerbread house. Graham crackers are acceptable in this category. Now, overall, there are no age restrictions in any category, but Gingerbread Creations was designed for the younger set to be able to enter and compete. By Gingerbread Creations, we're referring to that third category. We hope you'll consider participating and certainly voting in our annual gingerbread contest. December 4th is also the first day the public can start voting in the inaugural Occoquan Lights Contest. A collaboration between the town and us here at Occoquan Radio, Occoquan Lights is a program designed to help foster joy during the winter season by encouraging homes and businesses in the town to decorate the exteriors of their buildings for the winter holiday season. Inspired by the popular Lewis Lights program of Lewis, Delaware, Occoquan Lights encourages visitors and townspeople to download maps of decorated homes and businesses and vote for their favorite ones within the five award categories of a white and green holiday, multicolored lights slash traditional slash vintage, a character Christmas, a Griswold Christmas, and a category for businesses only. Voting begins December 4th and will run through December 19th. Participation is free, and you don't have to participate in award categories to register your home or business. We hope you'll consider participating in this inaugural year of Occoquan Lights.
It's a difficult responsibility that you accept from the number one lawmaker, me. Have it known throughout the land from sea to sea.
We wrap up Holiday Fest the weekend of December 11th and 12th by once again hosting a staged reading of A Christmas Carol in River Mill Park featuring Castaways Repertory Theater. This new tradition in Occoquan is in its second year and is destined to become a popular event. Seatings are at 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. on December 11th and 12th. Tickets are $5 for adults and free for ages 12 and under. While December 12th brings Holiday Fest to an end, there's still plenty more to bring you into Occoquan the remaining weeks before Christmas and New Year's. The town will remain wonderfully decorated with a mix of old world and new world charm. The shops and restaurants will be alive with holiday offerings, and you may find carolers strolling the streets and neighborhoods of town. It can indeed be a magical time here. During the holidays, of course, we ask that everyone keep in mind those who are less fortunate or otherwise in need. Our annual Untrim a Tree program to benefit children launched a few weeks ago and was very quickly oversubscribed. There are nevertheless plenty of opportunities to help others in our community, and we urge everyone to consider doing so. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the start of the holiday season and encourage you to spend some of it with us in Occoquan. For information on everything related to Holiday Fest, go to the town website at www.occoquanva.gov and click on the Events tab. That brings us to the end of another episode. We hope you enjoyed it, and we look forward to being with you again soon. I'm your host, Ernie Porta. Thank you for listening to the Occoquan Radio Podcast.
It's a difficult responsibility that you accept from the number one lawmaker, me. have it known throughout the land from sea to sea.